that's how we like it, innit? Bring me a fix. Got enough spare for a chicken and chips, half a pint, maybe a Twix. I wonder if she actually likes it. He gets hers and she gets his. He's not into the business side of things. It ain't working, throwing ings. 1-0 win, top bins, top draw. It's not a beautiful game anymore. Live by joke or die by the law. Still couldn't find the core. We were 7-man deep in a Honda Accord. Or maybe the Lex, what's next? Send a Bitcoin on BBM to my ex. Apologies for the mess. Hope you're well and your family's blessed. P.S. I couldn't care less. Yeah, soul searching, slowly searching. Same face but a different person. I've been curving and I've been searching. Ducking and diving, quick excursion. Soul searching, slowly searching. Same face but a different person. I've been curving and I've been searching. And I've been learning and I've been searching. Soul searching, slowly searching. Same face but a different person. I've been curving and I've been searching. Ducking and diving, quick excursion. Soul searching, slowly searching. I've been searching and I've been learning. Same face but a different person. Same face but a different person. Thing. Ups and downs, swings, roundabouts. Yeah, what's real, what's fake? It's all give and take at the end of the day.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, jeez, I didn't mean to play that so loud. Anyways, that last song that I began my show with today was It's Cold Out by John Eno, and right now in the background I have Everlong by Klein, not the Foo Fighters, playing. And that John Eno song I selected because it's cold out. It is. But I've really, on a serious note, I've really been enjoying John Eno's music, as evidenced by last show. This show's going to be a little bit, it's going to have some continuity with what I played last time. A lot of introverted, off-kilter electronic stuff. You should come to expect that from me, really. Although I'm going to do, one of my classic non-electronic shows before long. John Eno, really incredible artist who I think... you all ought to check out. I'm writing about him for the next Melisma magazine issue that's coming out at an unspecified date. He's just one of the top dogs in my listening rotation right now. But I'm going to let the rest of this Klein song play. This is from her EP, Tommy. Klein, if you don't know, is one of the best experimental artists right now. She's just so, just beyond any... level of classification. Once again, this is Everlong by Klein that I'm playing right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
hopefully you've enjoyed the last little batch of songs there. Like a couple songs ago, we had Knit by Autechre. That's G-N-I-T. I'm pronouncing it Knit because that seems right. From their incredible album, Try Repete, which I can't believe is from 1995. Like, it just sounds so alien and so unlike anything ever. I don't know. And then I had Near Dark by Burial. You know, Untrue's a classic. No one's disputing that because you can't. It's just amazing. Some of the best, moodiest, freakiest, darkest electronic music of the past couple decades. And then that last track, hopefully you enjoyed it because I've really been loving that. That's King David Style by DJ Escrow, also known as one part of Dean Blunt's kind of rap group, Baby Father, also known as celebrated English poet James Messiah, one of my favorite artists out there, like beyond music. I just really enjoy what he does. He's a great poet. He has a great radio show on NTS. Big shout out to James Messiah, one of the greatest to do it right now. And then right now I have Multibody by Anu in the background. And I just listened to this Anu record recently, and I realize I'm talking over it, but it's good. But it's music that I think there are songs that I would later in the set that I really don't want to talk over, so I'm going to talk over this one. And Anu is the alias of Cake Dog, who's a footwork producer, who has an album called Menace and the Phantom. That's quite nice. I really enjoy that. And I'll introduce my next song preemptively. It's from Headache, which is the new project from Vegan, V-E-G-Y-N. For those of you familiar, he's produced for like Frank Ocean, for other guys. I don't know. Frank Ocean's the big one, but he's worked with so many different people in the left field music scene and the center field music scene, to be honest. But Headache's kind of it harkens back to kind of 90s trip hop type stuff, but with spoken word on it. And I don't remember the name of the poet who wrote the lyrics for the record, but it's a little, I don't know. I'm kind of rambling, so I'm trying to type it in on Spinatron as I'm talking. But the first time I listened to the record was this weekend, and I wasn't sure if I liked it or not. This is about the Headache record, by the way. But I listened to it again last night, and I decided that it's actually very beautiful and very good. But there is a little bit of like corn to it. It's a little corny. Anyways, it's about to start now. This is Business Opportunities from The Head Hurts, But the Heart Knows the Truth. Hopefully you enjoy. If you don't, I totally understand.
It was mostly peaceful, chaotic, but mostly peaceful chaos. I took my shoes off. I got ready with how I was feeling. I ate the apple and lost myself to paradise. But the thing they don't tell you is that it's your body that leaves your soul, not the other way round. You can literally feel your heart stop beating. And it's not even that strange. You know what's going to happen, but you aren't angry that you do know. And in fact, the fact that you do know gives you some secret feeling of bliss. And it's not in any way diminished when that thing that you know is going to happen does eventually happen. That's how I felt. I felt happy in a secret way. Naked, obviously. Angry that I could hear voices. But really, I was at peace with everything. Just me and my slowly slowing heart and a crowd of faces asking me for my name and what the date was. And whether or not we were in a time of national crisis. I don't know. Kindness is so strange. The shame doesn't really capture the feeling, you know? How it felt to be in front of them like that. Blinking like a cat who just found out the mouse he's been trying to kill for the last 10 years just ate his last piece of cheese. The only strange thing was that I could see anything at all, let alone their faces. I definitely wasn't supposed to be seeing anything. Dimitri had promised me I wouldn't. I felt very, very cold. It gets cold up there in the winter. even colder if you've got nothing on. I remember saying that I hadn't taken much, which was a lie, of course. They were all looking at me like I was the perfect example of everything that was wrong with men in general, and my generation in particular. Why was the first thing I said when I came back an incredibly obvious lie? I guess that says a lot about me, doesn't it? God, it was miserable. I remember them asking me if I had anywhere to stay, and me pausing for way too long, while knowing that the answer was obviously no, and then saying no, and how terribly quiet they all got standing there, staring at me on that very cold winter morning. This one goes out to the concept of luck. That pure blind luck that makes the women's netball team walk back a different route around the meadows. A route that takes them past whatever I was at that point. That kind of luck. Monica brought that fact up to me later, while I was lying in her bed, trying to figure out if there was a way to intercept the suicide notes I had mailed to 10 different international news media conglomerates. She said, a little too triumphantly, I think, that if she hadn't ordered that 8th round of shots, then they would have left early and I wouldn't have been there. And that if she hadn't decided, in her, as I was soon to discover, classically whimsical way, to lead the gang after that 8th round of shots back around a different way just because she felt like it, then she wouldn't have found me at all. She found that that was all very relevant. So do I guess. When we slept together that night for the first time, I saw stars. It was beautiful. So yeah, this one goes out to luck. And drunk, mad women.
As this is playing out, I'm going to talk a little bit again. Once again, this was Business Opportunities by Headache from the new record, The Head Hurts, But the Heart Knows the Truth. And by new, I mean it's like a couple months old, but I just read about it on bleep.com, I think. So it's new to me. And I played a song from the record that the next song is off of last week, Dream a Garden by Jam City. I was just listening to it again this morning. It's a great record. It's not Jam City's best, but it's got some really incredible highlights. This is Unhappy, and we're going to follow that. So stay tuned with some Blady.
Cycling. from my skin, evaporated, now I'm gone in the wind. Something ended but nothing new did begin. I carry weight until my spine's giving in. My words, they didn't mean a thing. I was just trying to get in. You're looking for someone but I'm not here. What do you want from me? I'm just wondering. I've been to hell and back for 20 stacks. I keep on going till my vision's black. I'm lost and I'm not going back. And I got it packed, leave me, I don't wanna match. It's funny how they wanna act. Extra Gucci shade so I can see through that. Cut you in your throat and make you free at last. And they stalk me when I'm out, I gotta wear a mask. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got shows. I stay in the condo. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. Shows, I stay in the condo. I won't change for you. Can I see you soon? I've stayed up so many moons. I've been waiting for you. I don't know what to do. I want the darkness to take over for me too. Let the pain be true. Take it away from you. You disrespect SD, then they gon' sentence you. I'm with the drain, it's true. Think about draining you. Blood dripping on my Margiela shoes. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got chose. I think it's a condo. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I stay in the condo. She gave me a love now, but I woke up with a cutthroat. I can't let you come close. I'm the one you got chose. I stay in the condo.
All right, that was another little batch there. Once again, that was Unhappy by Jam City, and that last song was Love Note by Bladey, or Blade, from his record Ever Since, which I have been rocking quite a bit since it's been cold out. That beat on that song is just, like, absolutely, it's just sickening. I don't know what to say. It's insane. And right now I'm talking over As One So Torn by Genus Ikes. I don't know. It's a German electronic producer who I believe only has one EP out, and I've not even listened to the whole EP, just the song, but I like it. Anyways, hope you've been enjoying. I got more and more tunes for you, maybe 5 or 6 after this, hopefully, if we can fit those all in. And I'm gonna let this one play once again, As One So Torn by Genus Aix, not sure.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm gonna talk for a minute about this one. This is Memory Haze by Actress, off of LXXXVIII. That's some Roman numeral, and I don't remember what number that means. But Actress is one of my favorite artists right now. Actually, I think it means 88. Yeah, it's 88, totally. This is his new record, and it's incredible. I love it. Actress, if you're out there, I love your music, and it's been carrying me through the last, like, month or so. Huge fan, big up, and shout out, check it out. The new record is out and it is wonderful.
Weisst, wie man es macht, steh am Morgen auf. Schau nicht aufs Handy, weil ich jetzt einfach keine Sorgen brauch. Es soll dann neben dir das Fenster lösen mich an. Die Gedanken im Kopf sind nur Melodies und Barsa. Unaba, all black, Prada, komm mal mit dem Blas. Ich schiebe nur Saga, walk one. Jeder hat einen Job und macht einen Achtsam. Wir verholen nichts in dem Game, so wie Carbon.
Nein, warte schnell, ja, ich bin fokussiert und ich mache nur mein Ding. Aber ich rede mit dem Blut Yeah, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah.
Alright, those last couple songs, once again, that was Memory Haze by Actress off of 88, but in Roman numerals, because he's also got a mixtape called 88, but in regular numerals. And that last song was Drums for Elam by Chuli, off of her EP Diagon, which had been on my to-listen list for a very long time, and I'm not sure why, but she's a Swiss artist. I don't remember how I found out about her, but good stuff. And yeah, that's a pretty sick track. What can I say? And now I've got a little bit of ambient to close out the set for the next 15-ish minutes. Keep it locked. This is Koenigsforst 4 by Gas off of his record Koenigsforst. I was listening to a lot of Gas earlier this year, His album Pop is one of my favorite ambient records of all time. But since this is a bit of a longer track, I will say there is like a time and place for in every great radio show for a PSA, so I'm going to do that now. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the USA, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the U.S., is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right, there you go. There's your PSA. I hope everyone who is holding their breath waiting for a PSA can release their breath now and move on with their days. Anyways, I'm going to turn the music up just a tiny bit so you can hear it behind my loud yapping. I'm going to talk about basketball for a bit because I love to do that every show. My Orlando Magic were looking very promising. Now they're looking marginally less promising, but not that much less promising. I still have hope. I think they'll be a playoff team. I've been watching quite a bit of Indiana Pacers basketball. They're just a super entertaining team right now. Growing up, I was always a bit of a Pacers fan because coming from Cincinnati, I realized that Indianapolis was actually a little closer than Cleveland. So that they were kind of my home team. And those were during the Paul George days. You know, back when the Pacers were, the last time the Pacers were good. But I think with nowadays with Tyrese Halliburton, with Buddy Hield, with their young core, they have a really promising team. And it seems like, I mean, this is like in my sports brain terminology, I consider certain types of teams good vibes teams, and that's a good vibes team. Like they seem like they have good vibes. They all seem to be friendly and chill. And I think that's good for like a relatively small market Midwestern team. It's good to have a good vibes, like chill team for that. But I think they could make some waves in the East Conference this year. I'm excited to see what they do. They have like one of the best offenses in the league for sure. I've also been watching a bit of Timberwolves basketball, and they're a well-rounded team. I am like a little worried for the league. I think they'll be surprisingly good. They'll overachieve a bit. Anthony Edwards, everyone seems to love right now, and I get it now. He's a star in the making. Karl Anthony Towns is playing great. With Rudy Gobert and Jaden McDaniels, they've got a really good defensive court. And yeah, they've got like a deep bench. They've got Naz Reid. They have Mike Conley. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about those like mid-2000s Memphis Grizzlies teams with like Mike Conley, Tony Allen, Rudy Gay, Zach Randolph, and Mark Gasol. That's just so awesome, and I miss that so much. I've been watching like every now and then some Zach Randolph highlights on YouTube, just because very few players have played as ugly and as efficient as him. And I think that basketball is such a beautiful sport that bringing like such a profound sense of ugliness into it is like honestly like very commendable and very, very, very surprisingly entertaining. But yeah, I miss those Grizzlies teams. Tony Allen was a pest on defense. And Rudy Gay is one of my all-time favorite players. He just had so much pure energy and athleticism that I miss very much. But yeah, right now, I mean, I'm excited that the NBA is back, as usual. I'm loving it. I love basketball. It's one of my favorite things out there. It gives us a distraction from the day-to-day of life, and it brings us just some entertainment, some good fun. But yeah, I'm going to let the last like minute of this track play out because I've been talking for like 5 minutes. After this, you didn't think I could have a whole radio show without playing Kalela. So I've got Hallucinogen by Kalela after this. And once again, this song that I've gracefully been speaking over is Königsforst 4 by Gas. Keep it locked for about 10 more minutes because we got tunes. I'm actually going to talk a little bit more. This will probably be my last adventure to the mic. Right now, we have Older Now by Tweaks, and I've got one more song after this. And then before that was Hallucinogen by Kalayla, notably produced by Arca. But yeah, I'm still thinking about those like mid-2010s Grizzlies teams, the grit and grind era, they called it. I just think it was such a slow, weird way to play basketball. It seems like it belonged in a different era. And I'm kind of glad that the Memphis Grizzlies still, although a little less so this year with the loss of Dylan Brooks, they kind of still are like a bully ball team. Like, they're very tough and mean and kind of like have like, they've got a lot of issues, but they still play like generally good basketball. Although this year, Lord knows that they have not been doing that. And I just think it's very fitting. I like when a team has a legacy like that, that kind of carries on past, like, over eras. But yeah, I always like the Grizzlies. I like a team that never wins a championship. I'm always, usually, 9 times out of 10, if there are two teams in the NBA Finals, and one of them has won a championship before and the other hasn't, I'll root for the one who hasn't. With exceptions, of course. But yeah, I just like when new teams win. I'm sick of the Lakers, sick of the Celtics, like sick of the classic. Sorry, I to all the Bostonians listening, I'm not sick of the Celtics. I'm just like, I just like when new teams get their names in the mix, you know? Anyways, I'm gonna stop yapping before I get attacked by a mob of Bostonians the minute I leave Curtis Hall. This last song today is Infatuation by Sophie from her iconic, indelible, incredible record, Oil of Every Pearls on Insides. One of the most landmark releases in the last decade of music in general, definitely of electronic music. Once again, this is Infatuation. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Jack from the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. If you're not, I also hope you have an amazing day. And that's about it. Enjoy the vibe that this song brings you going into the rest of your day. Make the most of it. It's getting cold, but keep your head up. I don't know. And go Magic. Have a great week, y'all. Oh,